Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Opiates like morphine control pain, but for some patients, the drugs can also cause their breathing to stop, so they have to be ventilated. But the chance finding of physiologist and Alberta Heritage scientist Dr. John Greer may change that. A drug called amphikine, initially developed to treat memory and sleep deprivation, can also overcome the breathing problem.
I went and read about amphikines because I was working on AMPA receptors, and it clicked that these amphikines would juice up the normal activity that's going on in this critical part of the brain for breathing. So I hypothesized that, okay, if this part of the brain is being suppressed by opiates and also by anesthetics, what if we give the amphikine to bring it back up to a level where it keeps going? So I tried this, and indeed it worked beautifully. So clinically, the importance here is that we can now be very aggressive with painkillers without worrying so much that the breathing's going to get suppressed.
Dr. Greer's team is now collaborating with Cortex Pharmaceuticals of California to launch a large-scale clinical trial of this new application of amphikine. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.